I'm here at Phenom with Mark Bridges for the third time. Wonderful costume designer who not only designs costumes, but gets into the entire period of what's happening in the world at that time. Your profession is like an opera, because it's not only one thing. Opera is music and dance and singing, and you have to cover so many areas to get costumes out. Tell us about this one, The Joker, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us how you approached a film like that.
Well, part of my job, of course, is, as you say, is researching the era, really being specific about time and place, really giving it a moment of time. And I love working within a really small window of time, too, so, to really make it specific. So, you know, we looked at a lot of primary research, either photo essays or some films that were made at the time. Of course, I lived through the early 80s and remember it quite well. I've always been in love with clothing. And I was in college at that time, so I was very aware of what was going on. Of course, we're creating a world of Gotham, but it is a standalone film, based very urban, very gritty. So giving it a specific time and place like that, as well as a hint of coming from the comic book world, as far as some odd color mixes, or a progression of colors as the character's mind disintegrates. We do things very subtly, but you feel it more than can put your finger on, oh, the suit is a different color at this beat, or the suit is a different color at this beat. I did a lot of, you know, subtle things like that to make you feel more than actually think about it and take you out of the piece.
You said a short window of time.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
You know, I typically, if something was in style pretty much in 1981, I would try to be very specific like that. You look at that, when we're searching for things, I'm coming across these wonderful, I think maroon was a really prominent color then, mixed with khaki. And women loved to wear their trench coats with the high boots and the stacked heels. And a turned up collar and sort of a Cheryl Ladd kind of haircut. And it was just that moment in time. If it was 77, it wouldn't have been like that. And if it was 83, it wouldn't have been like that. I just try to keep it very specific in a small window of what was typical at that time. And it's kind of fun. And it also helps me focus on what my choices are and how to play things, you know. And then when I make choices for Arthur and he's outside that realm, then that makes a statement about who he is and how behind the times he is, or he doesn't have the means to buy new things or doesn't care about how he looks. So if the rest of the world is in a really small window, anything outside of that is notable, and you feel there's something different or special about them.
How is it like working with Joaquin? It was such an amazing performance.
The performance.
Did he have
amazing.
Any input?
Absolutely. We've worked together on two other occasions before The Joker, and we get in a room. I bring things to the table. We talk about it. We try a few things on. This'll work. No, this won't. He wanted to be sure to see the frailty of Arthur's physique. He did lose all that weight, and I think it's really significant because it's emblematic of the wasting of his mind and body. So we wanted to show that. I didn't want to cover it up with a lot of stuff. Just how things feel to him, and can he perform and be that person? And we used some really odd garments, and I wanted to tell the story about him cohabitating so closely with his mother. And like they kind of switch clothes at some point. He's wearing like his mother's pajama bottoms, and or they're both wearing the same socks. It's like there's no real decisions made with the laundry. It's just like, yeah, here, you know, yeah, this is yours, this is mine. I don't know whose socks these are, but I'm wearing them. So it's kind of you subtle things like that tell a deeper story and without knocking you over the head about it.
Mark, you're not a novice at this.
No,
tell us all the movies you've done.
Oh, I've done, of course, The Artist. Earlier in my career, I've done all of Paul Thomas Anderson's movies. Boogie Nights, Magnolia, Punch Drunk Love, There Will Be Blood with Daniel, Phantom Thread, two other ones with Joaquin, The Master and Inherent Vice. And I just finished a film with Tom Hanks called News of the World, which will be out next Christmas.
And next?
Next, I usually don't talk about it until I sign the dotted line. But there's a couple of things in the wind. I should be busy this year.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.